All right, Bob, I'm ready to hear about your morning so far. Bob was a little bit later getting into the studio than he usually is, and he's just like, it's been a morning already. I don't know, even know what happened, because as soon as you were just like, oh, it's just... It's been a lot this morning. I'm like, all right, just save it for the show. Save it for the show. So what is your morning been like? By the way, good morning, everybody. It's Mikey and Bob, the Kiss Morning Freak Show. What has your morning been like here, Bob?
A hot bag of crap, Mike.
Okay, what did you spill
coffee? Flaming bag of crap.
Did you spill coffee on you?
No.
Is this vehicle issues?
Vehicle, yes.
Okay, what happened?
My damn car did not start this morning.
Oh, no.
I hit the unlock button as I go into our garage. I'm like, all right, unlock's fine. Everything's fine. Okay. I get in and like I go to hit the start and everything like lights up. And then it like, you know, like when you shut down a computer, how.
Yeah, the power down, man.
Everything
went. Is that like a battery thing there? I know exactly what you're talking about, though, where it's you're just like. Oh, I think my car is slowly dying here.
Yes.
And it just like everything, the
slowly dims.
The lights on the dashboard and everything just going, I don't think we're going to work today, sir.
Goodbye.
And then all of a sudden you're sitting alone in a dark vehicle.
Yeah, that's how my morning started.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, I have to wake my wife up because she's supposed to work today. She's supposed to take the kids to school.
And I'm just like, oh, you got to take her vehicle, right?
I need to take your car.
And
she comes down like a tornado, like, you know, like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Like, it's all.
Nobody wants to deal with that.
But,
waking
like,
up.
Coming down like it's your fault, though. Like, why couldn't you just make the car work?
Right. Yeah. Like, I turn the car off.
See, that's the worst thing, though, because then you start doing the priority thing and you're just like, I have to go to work. The show starts at 6 a.m. So like I'm the first one that has to actually go to work. You follow me, so I'm going to put my problem off onto you and you can deal with this now that you're awake, right?
Yeah, that's bad negotiating though. I mean that's common sense, but it's bad negotiating when she just woke up out of a dead sleep and I'm just telling her like, oh, I'm way more important than whatever you have to do today.
Well, okay, so what ended up happening
I took the damn car.
Go ahead. That's what's going to happen, right? Because you don't have a lot of time to mess around and figure out what your vehicle is because, you know,
first off, we're just like, maybe we can jump and see if that works. And it's just like,
oh, man, just jump. Cars at like 4 in the morning.
And we get out, jumper cables are like 3 foot long. It's just like, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
I have the hood up and everything. Just like, I'm going to do something here. None of this is going to work.
I love that the car just slowly
I'm looking where the batteries are connected to the, you know, the main jumper wire thing.
You have no clue what you're doing,
I'm
right?
just like, oh, they look nice and clean. That looks all good in there.
They
like,
look clean? That has nothing to do with anything. Battery looks clean. Should be good to try it now. Try it. The battery looks clean.
In my head, man. In my head, I'm just like, I'll pop this trunk. I'll pop this hood and take a look at it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have no clue what the hell I'm doing, obviously.
So do you know what the status is now, or is this just like you popped the hood, like acted like you cared, but really, you know, all right, how long do I have to keep up the charade? Like, I know what's going on under the hood of my vehicle before my wife just says, take my car, I'll figure this out.
Rebecca's fully aware, too. I have no clue what the hell is going on with cars.
Right.
So she comes down and sees me with the hood open. She's like, what are you doing? She knows I'm not doing anything. And she just starts taking stuff out of her car that she needs for the day. And I eventually get in her car and go. Yeah. But my car's just sitting there dead.
Okay.
Just turned off.
So it is.
I have to deal with that. It's just like, I'm looking forward to dealing with that today.
Yeah. After the show, finding out what's wrong with your car, if it's just a battery thing or your car just decided it's done working for you. So it is exactly what I said then, right? You basically, opened the hood, moved a couple things around, just going like, the battery looks clean.
I did.
And then
I had my flashlight on my phone out.
It's the charade.
Because the garage, I'm looking down in like the motor.
I gotta see deep down in here to make sure this is what I think it is. Okay, it's the charade that you put on for your wife, Rebecca, So she, after 5 minutes of watching you with your flashlight in your car, just going, can you just get the hell out of here and go to work? Because you're going to be late for work. You were putting on an absolute charade. You were putting on a one-man mechanic show just for your wife. So she would, at one point, just get so frustrated with, you don't know what you're doing. You just told me the battery looks clean. Why don't you get the hell out of here and go to work? So,
That's how my morning started. That's my start here.
Apologies to your wife, Becca, who's probably still dealing with your dead vehicle in your garage, in your driveway right now.
96.1 KISS.
What a night last night on the West Coast. If you stayed up for the late Pens game, Evgeny Malkin gets back in the lineup. His first game since game 6 of the first round playoff series against the Islanders during the 2021 postseason, May 26th. Geno gets back in the lineup. He scores his first goal.
Takes the shot to Malkin, center point. He'll wind it. Blast one. He scores! Geno Machino is back!
Oh, Geno Machino is back, and then he gets another one.
Right wing Marino, half slapper deflected, and they score! It's 2 for Geno.
2 goals for Evgeny Malkin. He also had an assist, a 3-point night. He gets the game winner. The Penguins beat the Ducks 4-1 in Geno's first game back in so long. And it's just good. Like, after the game, you know how they have that, like, Viking helmet, whatever, that they give out?
Right, right.
To whoever, you know, has the best game or something. Yeah, like, after in the locker room, Geno gets it and then says this.
Thank you, guys. It's huge for me.
Too big.
Yeah. And he puts it on and just says, too big, and everybody, I love that so much. Too big. Yeah. And everybody just, it's just so good to have him back.
Too big.
I love it, man.
Didn't have to mess with the chemistry, huh? Don't have to listen to those comments today?
You still do have to listen to the comments of people who just think Evgeny Malkin coming back will mess with the chemistry. It's just one game. We'll see how it is after this one game. Sure. But Evgeny Malkin, I just miss not only seeing him, you know, skating around on the ice doing his thing, but I just missed hearing from Geno, just, you know, post-game interviews and just locker room fun and just having him around the team like this where he's in the mix. Here was Geno after the game just talking about how he feels.
I feel awesome. I mean, like, it's long process for me. Like, it's like longest break in my life. And, yeah, of course, I'm glad to be, like, in team, you know, like, and, like, of course, like, a little bit nervous before game, like, not perfect game, but, like, it's good, like, we win and, like, score a couple goals, like, it's, like, amazing, like, I feel so much easier right now.
Oh, my gosh, you feel so much easier right now.
I missed him.
I miss the little things, like him acting like he's out of breath in interviews. Like, I just miss all of it. Here was Geno after the game just talking about scoring goals again, how that felt.
I'm not trying to celebrate, like, too hard, you know, like, I'm just, like, have fun, you know, like, and, like, yeah, like, we have, like, couple good chances in power play, and my partners, they give me like nice puck and do it my job. Yeah, like coach tell me before game, like play short, like play simple, and like you'll be fine. I'm trying to do it.
I just missed it all. So an incredible night for Geno as he gets back in the lineup. 2 goals, 3 points. He gets the game winner. Penguins beat the Ducks 4-1. Pens back at it playing the Kings in LA tomorrow night, Thursday night. A nice 10:30 start for all of us here in Pittsburgh. Of course, you can listen to all the Pens games on 105.9 The X on the free iHeartRadio app. It's Mikey and Bob, the KISS Morning Freak Show. Cloudy today and breezy, but hey, it'll be warmer. Highs are going to be in the 40s today. Woo! Wow. Rip those pants off. I mean, it's been in the 20s, so yes, it will feel a little bit warmer today with highs in the 40s. All right, let's get to this real quick.
We're all going to learn something together right now. It's time to find out. Why the hell is this trending with Mikey and Bab?
Kanye West, or just Ye, is trending because he's going to go to Russia to meet with Vladimir Putin.
Oh, okay.
I want to act like I don't care, but I feel like it's just wild enough that we have to bring it to the show. Kanye West reportedly planning a trip to Moscow later this year. He plans to do, and by the way, this next thing I'm going to say doesn't sound shady at all. He plans to do some undisclosed business that'll make him $10 billion richer.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's all in the up and up.
This report was from Billboard. He also wants to bring his Sunday service, you know, where he brings an entire choir and they sort of just, you know, they do some of his songs and a lot of his religious songs and everything.
Yeah,
and it's
sort
of like a church service. He wants to bring his Sunday service to Russia with Vladimir Putin, Russian president, as a special guest. All right. Let me just finish this out here. According to Amir Sudan, his confident and strategic advisor, the plan is to expand Kanye's business ventures into Russia and make it like a second home, even though there could be new U.S. sanctions against Russia that could restrict travel between the countries. Sudan isn't worried. He said, this is Ye. Ye is going to get there regardless. What are they going to say? He's going to be a special guest. Kanye knows what's going on more than the average human being. He's well aware of things. And it's nothing against the United States or to cause conflicts, but Ye is Ye. He can't be controlled. All right. Listen, if he wants to go to whatever, it's fine. But like to come out and just say like, hey, nobody really knows what's going on. Kanye West knows the very complicated inner workings of the political environment with Russia, and Russia maybe trying to take over Ukraine, and the U.S. saying like, you can't just take Ukraine. You can't do that. And like, I'm not acting like I'm a Russian expert or anything like that. But that's sort of what it is on the surface, what's going on between Russia and the U.S.
Are we sure we want Kanye going over there as a representative? And I don't know if this is a good idea.
Is this the new, I feel like what is this, 10, 15 years ago? Remember when Dennis Rodman used to just go to North Korea when like no one wanted anything? I mean, nobody wants anything to do with North Korea, even though our previous president went over there. But like, remember when North Korea was just, and it still is, just like nobody knows really what's going on there. Kim Jong-un's got the country on lockdown and everything. No Americans go there.
It's Rodman.
Like, yeah, and then like former NBA player Dennis Rodman was the one who would randomly go. I remember one time he took like some like older retired NBA players and went over there, and they did like an exhibition game.
Putin loves college dropout. Maybe we're missing something here.
You think that's just what it is? Vladimir Putin just really loves Gold Digger and is going to pay Kanye West. $1 billion to just go over there and just perform Gold Digger. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like something. Again, this is just like an initial report that Billboard reported on. But it looks like Kanye wants to go to Russia. He wants to do business there. And again, his close confidant said $10 billion richer. He wants to do a Sunday service with Vladimir Putin. Man, I feel like once a week there's a story like that where I'm just like, this life we live can't be real, right? Like, we are in some weird simulation,
right,
where somebody's pulling the strings and they're like, all right, send Kanye West to Russia. Like, I feel
see
the like
reaction to this, Kanye, like, Putin.
Maybe once a week, twice a week, there's a story like this where I'm just like, this can't be real life, right? Like, we are all living in some sort of simulation, or maybe this is our multiverse where it's like, hey, you know what? Send Kanye to Russia in that multiverse and see if the Earth, you know, continues on and humans will accept it. So, a story that obviously will make headlines if and when it actually does happen. Big day if you're a Marvel fan today, Bob. I know I have to watch how much I talk about Marvel because I can talk about it so passionately. The movie Eternals is officially on Disney Plus today. I still have not seen that. That was the one Marvel movie during the pandemic that was in theaters only, and I'm like, eh. You know, it was at a time where I didn't feel too comfortable, even though I did go to the theater to see Spider-Man, but I still haven't seen this Eternals movie. Did you see it?
No,
you didn't see it,
no,
right?
I didn't see it yet.
So, Eternals, you know, Marvel movie that did, I mean, it did okay at the box. It didn't put up like Spider-Man numbers or anything, but I also think, you know, we were at a different point of the pandemic when Eternals came out. Not like the numbers were better, because the numbers are worse in the pandemic than they've ever been right now.
But it was Spider-Man. Come on.
I didn't like Eternals. Didn't get me to the theater. Spider-Man, though, I would have went to see Spider-Man even if this was like the first week of the pandemic and we all thought we were going to die, right?
Spider-Man, we got to go, right?
By the way, man, I am so into Marvel that like I am on the verge of signing up for Marvel Unlimited, which is like...
What is that?
It's like the library of all the comics. It's like you...
Like you're going to read comics?
Yeah, yeah. Like I did a free trial before and I really liked it, but then I think I just canceled my subscription out of shame. It's like $100 maybe a year or something like that, but I feel like I'm too deep into the MCU and just all the movies, and I want to go more, and like the Disney Plus shows and the movies aren't enough for me anymore. Like I feel like I need all the stories now. So yes, as a grown man with a teenage daughter, I feel like I'm at the point in my life where I'm going to start reading comic books.
Hey, whatever makes you happy, man. If that's your joy, yeah. If you find joy in that, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bob. I feel like you could just take that with everybody. Whatever you're into, whatever makes you happy, as long as it's not murder. Murdering people, if that makes you happy, sorry, we're going to have to throw the flag on that. That was a weird turn to take right there. Right?
That's the line, though. That is the line we had laid out there. Let everybody know.
I'm sure there are other lines with like, hey, if this makes you happy, you could do whatever makes you happy.
Probably multiple things we can put on the list.
Unless it's breaking the law, then don't. Yeah. That took a weird turn right there. All right. Let's get to today in Freak Show history right around 7 o'clock here. I kind of remember this conversation. I don't know why we were having this conversation, in January in Pittsburgh, though, but you know, it's
does it ever make sense?
No, but randomly we were wondering, is it true that if you get a jellyfish sting, you can pee on it to make it go away? So that's today in Freak Show history. Here we go.
Today in Freak Show history.
Real thing that you can just urinate on jellyfish stings and it like cancels it out?
Unbelievable.
What? Do you have jellyfish news for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all been a lie.
Oh my God.
Listen, we've been living a lie.
You mean to tell me that's not a real thing?
No.
For my entire life, I thought that you get rid of jellyfish stings by having somebody urinate on it.
It says the urine can actually aggravate the jellyfish.
Oh my God, no.
And the stingers into releasing more venom into the person.
How did that become an urban legend then?
I don't know.
So it's actually not good for a jellyfish sting to urinate on it? Stunning news. Breaking news on the show this morning. Don't pee on jellyfish stings.
Like up until this morning, I always thought like...
Me too.
You ever get stung, first thing you do is find somebody to take care of that for you.
Listen, I was always ready to urinate on somebody if they got stung by a jellyfish. Always. I was always ready to go. Whenever I go to a beach or anything, if there's going to be jellyfish around, I stay hydrated for safety. The safety of others, right? And myself too.
Kind of like a lifeguard, but not really.
What if this was true, though, in places that have a lot of jellyfish needed needed somebody that was always ready to urinate? By the way, this is all medical. We're all learning today on the show. This is all educational. All right. How funny is this, though, if there are people that are listening to the show today that have had a friend or know someone who has done this before? You need to call or text that friend today and just laugh at him because it was completely unnecessary. And now that you think about it, it's a little weird. We just got a message from Lizzie W. here. I wanted to clear something up. I've been going to the Outer Banks every year going on 34 years. Uh-oh, jellyfish credentials.
Watch out.
We have a jellyfish expert now?
She's got OBX stickers on her car. Watch out.
When it comes to jellyfish stings, there are two things that take the sting away. The best choice is apple cider vinegar. The next best is urine. The website's info is correct, but only if you're still in the water. Once you get out of the water, vinegar or urine will make the sting go away. Everything we looked at on the internet today, everything says the same thing. It's like debunked like crazy that just, hey, the whole rumor that you can urinate on jellyfish stings is not an actual thing. I will say this. If you in your heart of hearts still believe that urinating on jellyfish stings is the right thing to do, go ahead.
Check 1-2. Levels good. Pittsburgh's 96.1
Kiss. An iHeartRadio station.
Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts. All in one.
Steelers got a playoff game on Sunday.
Here we go.
Steelers.
Here
Steelers, of course, will be in Kansas City on Sunday, taking on the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs. Coach Tomlin spoke to the media his weekly press conference yesterday. Not really a lot as far as the injury updates go. Cornerback Arthur Mallett, Najee Harris, Robert Spillane, all dealing with separate injuries from the game against Baltimore. Tomlin said that Mallett remains in concussion protocol and will be evaluated throughout the week. Najee Harris, of course, has an elbow injury that he suffered in the opening drive against Baltimore. Tomlin said Najee has been aggressive with his rehab during the early portion of the week, but could be held back. Okay, is that
aggressive Najee?
Okay. Here we go.
Aggressive Najee already early in the week. Was the enough for you to where Steelers just escaped from your body?
Aggressive Nodge.
Aggressive Nodge. Aggressive Nodge.
Here we go.
Yeah, but he Tomlin said Najee could be held back when the team starts practicing. You got to make sure Najee is fresh, obviously, for Kansas City. Spillane had a knee injury and will also miss time to start the week. But Tomlin said he's optimistic that they could all be available against the Chiefs. Also, offensive lineman Dan Moore could be back. He'll be evaluated throughout the week of practice, too. So not ruling anybody out so far, but not really ruling anybody in. Just, you know, it's the typical Tomlin, we'll see how their week of work and practice goes, and then we will evaluate, you know, later in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Tomlin was asked, did he stay up on Sunday night to watch the Vegas LA game? You know, as long as it doesn't end in a tie, the Steelers get into playoffs. Of course, we know how that went. It went to overtime and took a last second game winning field goal to get the Steelers in the playoffs. So we think about Coach Tomlin Sunday, right? They beat Baltimore. The Jags beat the Colts. Everybody thinks they're in. Coach Tomlin is dancing.
He's dancing, yeah.
Uncharacteristically dancing on Instagram Live in the locker room after the win, thinking they're in. So Coach Tomlin was asked, you know, did he stay up for that game on Sunday night?
I missed the end of it. I dozed off. I knew I had a work day waiting on me, or I assumed that I had a work day waiting on me. I think at one point Oakland was up by 15, and that number made you somewhat comfortable.
Call them Oakland there, all right?
I'm probably better off not having watched it.
Yeah.
so it's probably not as exciting of a description as you would have hoped.
All right, see, listen, let me sort of take you behind the scenes now. I always feel bad. Like last night, I didn't watch the Pens game. Why? I got to wake up at like 3 in the morning. It's a West Coast game. You mm-hmm. think I'm just going to go without any sleep for a regular season Pens game? And the sort of the same thing happened on Sunday night. I went to bed for Sunday night football. I got to wake up early. I do need a couple hours sleep. So I feel a little bit better knowing that I didn't watch that entire game, even though I woke up in the middle of the night and watched the end of it. Because Coach Tomlin didn't even watch the game. He's just like us.
He all that dozed, dancing, man.
He dozed off. I mean, but he's got a point, though. Like, probably felt pretty good. You know, Vegas was
he
up
saw 15,
by a,
yeah, yeah,
Vegas like, was up by a lot. Like, all right. Yeah. I can go, like, that's sometimes what I do during Steeler games. Like, if Steelers are getting blown out or they're winning by a lot and it's a Monday night or Sunday night late game, like, third quarter, you just end up sort of dozing off a little bit. Tomlin was also asked, you know, the Steelers got sort of run out of the stadium by Kansas City a couple weeks ago. He was sort of asked about, you know, is there going to be any change now this time going to Kansas City?
What are you changing about your process to try to make sure that history doesn't repeat itself?
I don't know that we are as I sit here right now. I'm sure that makes you comfortable. But nobody's going to be comfortable in January football.
All right, so there it is. The seed has been laid for Coach Tomlin to get all the criticism now because he didn't change a damn thing from a couple weeks. He's already telling you, like,
same game plan, here we go.
I don't know if we're changing the game plan, even though we got beat a couple of weeks ago in Kansas City.
Or maybe
City.
He's setting the trap.
Oh, Steelers. Man. Oh, set the trap.
Here we go.
Andy Reid, coach of the Chiefs, is going to hear that and be like, ooh, they're doing the same thing? All right.
Here we go.
And then all of a sudden, we throw a haymaker at them.
Here we go.
Steelers! always weird things happening down in the state of Florida. It is time for another Florida story. Here we go.
Attention. attention, all listeners of the Freak Show. It's time to travel to the Sunshine State.
Yes!
It happened again.
It's another Florida story.
Driven by Pittsburgh Auto Depot.
Police in Florida say they followed a trail of glitter and arrested two women who threw several containers of glitter at a man during an argument. The women, 27 and 29 years old, both face felony charges for the attack.
Weird weapon.
It is. Glitter as a weapon is a new one for Florida. They went to the man's apartment just before 3 a.m. and started arguing with him as he stood on his balcony. I don't know if they knew this guy or what the story is behind this. Both women threw a container of glitter at him during the argument. The arrest report stated that he was hit in the head and torso with containers of glitter. Like, you shouldn't throw glitter at people. I just want to know why. Like, what is the story behind this? I don't even know if we get it in this story.
Are we sure he didn't pay for this? Is this some type of weird Florida fetish or something?
Just an unannounced glitter bombing by two 20-year-old women? It says, officer said one of the women climbed over the balcony fence, went into the man's apartment, and threw more containers of glitter at him. All right, so they threw containers of glitter at him while he was out in his balcony. Then they went in his apartment, threw more at him. And police say, yeah, they threw more glitter at the man when they got into the apartment. According to the police, the women left the apartment complex in a vehicle that was traced back to one of their homes. Was it like a trail of glitter that like leaked? You know how sometimes like when your car leaks oil, was it just like they just followed the trail of glitter to one of their homes?
A snail trail of glitter?
The arrest report said the vehicle was still warm to the touch and had glitter inside when the police found it. All right, well, they didn't really get away with it. The women were both arrested and charged with felony burglary with assault or battery. Now, I don't know why they did it. There's no like backstory of like they knew this guy or it was like meant to be funny, because I think they robbed the guy too, as you see with the charges. I don't. Okay. Since it is Florida, though,
this guy definitely paid for this weird stuff, right?
Maybe this is some sort of exotic dancer service that we just don't know about down in Florida. Like, maybe this is like a service you can pay for. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, maybe they're just exotic dancers that you can hire to go to people's house. Maybe they got the wrong house. Maybe that's what it was.
Could be.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special treat for you tonight. These two ladies were let go from their elementary art teaching jobs back in 2018 after they got caught sniffing glue and eating paste. But now they are ready to dance for you tonight, and we got two of them. Double trouble for ya! First, you might recognize her as a background club dancer in the 2004 music video for Jaquan's Tipsy. She shows up wearing nothing but an art smock, a macaroni necklace, and a smile. Welcome to the stage, Macaroni Tony! Macaroni Tony! Macaroni Tony!
You might know them from their 2019th appearance on MTV's Ridiculousness. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Franny the Glitter Farter!
Okay, Franny the Glitter Farter was featured on Ridiculousness for farting glitter. That's where you might know
famous,
her from.
Famous.
Okay, all right, hold on. I gotta do another one. Even though we've already wasted the two options of Macaroni Tony and Franny the Glitter Farter, I gotta do another. Maybe they have a third one that's with it. Ladies and gentlemen, their partner is known online as Trey's Girl FLA because she is the number one online writer of Trey Song's erotic fan fiction. She might look like a regular teacher, but underneath that outfit is a secret. She's got Play-Doh strategically placed in all of her secret areas. And one lucky customer tonight is going to get the treatment. You will get to open your front door. She will take off her teacher outfit.
Woo!
And you will get to sniff that Play-Doh. Sniff that Play-Doh. Sniff that Play-Doh. Don't lick it. Don't lick it. Just sniff that Play-Doh. Sniff that Play-Doh. Sniff that Play-Doh. Don't eat it. Don't eat it.
Don't eat the Play-Doh.
Just sniff that Play-Doh.
Don't eat it.
Sniff that Play-Doh. Sniff that Play-Doh. Welcome to the stage, Play-Doh Patty. Dancing for you tonight. It is Florida making the show once again. What a night for the Pens last night. Evgeny Malkin comes back. It's his first game since the New York Islanders first round playoff series back in May, right?
It's been a while.
So Gino and the Pens beat the Ducks 4-1. Gino comes back. He gets two goals, including the game winner. He also had an assist, 3 points. That is the way you come back. He had a little over 17 minutes of ice time, 20 shifts, led the game with 4 shots on 6 attempts. That's how you come back after a while, just like Gino did, a couple of goals. He was asked after the game, was he nervous to come back?
You know what's hard part? Like, it's like before game, like, because like it's I wait with this moment like so long, you know, like I knew I like morning skates, I have morning skates, and I knew I'm playing tonight, and like it's lunch, like nap, like, but so much things in my head, you know, like bad things, like good things, but it's, I always think about like game, but, and of course, like, it's like, I wait, like, when, like, step on ice, like, it's like bad things out, and like, I'm just like focused to play.
Now, listen, if you watched the game last night, if you stayed up for the, you know, late game, or you saw highlights, it's just good to see 71 in the Penguins uniform again, out there doing his thing, skating around effortlessly like he does, and scoring goals, but also, like I keep saying, it is just good to hear this guy give interviews again and just sort of talk, you know. Just, even we're nervous before the game, I was thinking good things, I was thinking bad things. Nap, you know. It's just good to hear from, you know, he almost got a hat trick.
He did.
Like at the end of the game, there was an empty net. He ended up giving it up to, was it Jeff Carter who got the empty net? But he was asked after the game about passing up the empty net possible goal, and, you know, could have got a hat trick.
No, I think shoot feels like, and I'm looking like I'm a little bit like, if I'm like stay a little bit closer, like after red line, I'm probably shoot, but I'm scared, like, if I miss, like, it will be icing, you know, and I see cards, like, he's ready, he's open, like, I'm always, like, being nice, like, to my partners, you know what I mean, but I hope I score a hat-trick, like, soon.
I mean, it's amazing.
I missed him so much.
How much this single man can make us all smile and giddy like little children. If you're a Pens fan, just, it just makes you happy to have this guy, you know, it just back in our lives like this, you know, and just talking about giving up the pass to Carter, his teammate, right?
I'm always, like, being nice, like, to my partners, you know what I mean, but I hope I score a hat-trick, like, soon.
He's always nice to his partners. Always, you know, always. It's just, it just makes you smile today, knowing that Evgeny Malkin is back with the Penguins. And again, you know, they're winning, too, because the scenario that we were afraid of this morning is Gino gets back into the lineup, you know, doesn't have a great game, no
chemistry's
points or anything,
off.
And then we're reading Penguins Facebook comments because they just lose a regular season game to Anaheim, and people are like, oh, here we won 10 in a row, and now Gino's back. But instead, we're all smiling this morning and celebrating because we're like, oh, damn, like Gino's back. Like, league's on notice right now. Like, we had a team that won 10 straight. Now Gino's back.
Mm-hmm.
2 goals, including the game winner. Pens beat the Ducks 4-1. Pens play the Kings tomorrow night, Thursday night. A nice 10:30 start for us here in Pittsburgh and on the East Coast. So I'm not sure how many people are going to stay up for it. But if you can't get near a TV, you can always listen on the free iHeartRadio app. On 105.9 The X.
We're all going to learn something together right now. It's time to find out. Why the hell is this trending? With Mikey and Bab.
All right. Now, in Pittsburgh for us, the excitement of the NHL last night was the return of Evgeny Malkin. The Penguins win. He scores 2 goals. We're all feeling great about that. But really, the moment in the NHL came off the ice last night at the Florida Panthers game. Rapper Kodak Black, he's got one of the biggest songs out right now, Super Gremlin. Kodak Black, he's from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Panthers game, right? So originally he was ringside, but then they moved him to a box that was right next to the Florida Panthers executive box. Now, in the third period, this guy on Twitter tweeted a video out. There's nobody else in the box that you can see except Kodak Black and this woman.
Right.
And the video has almost 4 million views since last night, which is pretty incredible, even like for anything.
Right.
On social
right.
media. Like 4 million views from the third period of a hockey game last night until where we are this morning. It looks like, because the guy's shooting the video from across the rink. So he just sees into a suite, and there's nobody else in the suite, it doesn't look like, in Kodak Black, and this woman, it appears, are engaging in relations. I'll just put it at that. So it looks like from across the rink, like, oh my gosh, are they just openly doing this in front of the entire crowd? And again, the Panthers executive suite is right next to it.
They're all in suits.
probably some of the players that were scratched from the game.
Just,
you know,
watching this happen.
So you see a couple of them look over just like, what is going on in the box next to us? Like, Kodak Black has been trending ever since this happened. But then somebody had to ruin the fun, and somebody else tweeted out a video from the actual box, and you can see that they're both fully clothed, and she was just sort of grinding. They're just sort of grinding on each other.
Exciting, man.
I don't know if hockey's exciting is the thing to go, but Kodak Black also looks weird because as he's getting, you know, grinded on, I feel like his left leg, it looks like his left leg has a cramp or something, because it's very odd.
He's bent over,
he's low to the ground, and of course he has his groin in, you know, the backside of this woman, but his left leg is just planted like it's in, like he's cramped up and he can't. It's kind of a funny video, you know.
He's catching that excitement, man.
Like
NHL hockey.
Listen, the NHL has some marketing issues, right? The NHL has some problems getting the sport more popular in America. Listen, nowadays, this is what needs to happen to get eyes on the game of hockey. Like, Kodak Black, very popular rapper, obviously. He's got one of the biggest songs out right now, Super Gremlin. What's he doing? Oh, he's at a hockey game? Wow, that's pretty cool. And then he does that at a hockey game. Even though they were just dancing, you know, it appears, not actually engaging in relations.
Feel the excitement.
Like, Gary Bettman needs to sneak Kodak Black, looking like he's got a cramped leg, dancing on this woman. They need to sneak that in an NHL promo.
It needs
to be like amazing save, a goal.
All the
here.
Action, yeah.
Yeah, and then it just needs to be real quick. It needs to be like a quick flash. You know, you remember the flash in Fight Club, in the movie Fight Club, where real quick they flash that that man part, and you're just like, hey, yes, wait, what yes. just happened? That's what they need to do with Kodak Black dancing on this woman at the Panthers game, because everybody thought they were just having sex. That's why the thing got like 4 million views overnight. They need to just real quick, like, oh, what a save and goal. And then all of a sudden, just real quick, you just see Kodak Black with just like his leg that just doesn't, it looks like it's glued to the ground. It looks like he's cramping up dancing on this woman. You're right. It needs to be in an NHL promo to further
feel
promote.
The excitement.
Yes, feel the excitement. Down in South Florida, Kodak Black trending because people really thought that he was having sex in the suite open in front of everybody right next to the Florida Panthers executives. Now, if you missed the beginning of the show, Bob was a little bit late getting into this. I mean, he made it here for the start of the show and everything, but just, you know, half an hour, 25 minutes or so behind his usual time because his car wouldn't start. Have you talked to your wife yet? Because you took your wife's car to Rebecca, her car to work today. Do you have an update? Is your car working again at all?
Yeah, she got it jumped.
Okay, so it was a battery thing then, right?
Yeah, so far so good.
Okay.
Who knows what happens when she turns it off, but yeah.
I love that you were trying to, again, we were talking about this to start the show, Bob like popped the hood of his vehicle and acted like he knew what was going, you know nothing about cars, right?
No, I even had the flashlight going on my phone, just like, let me look deep down in here. It's just like, I have no clue what the hell I'm looking at.
I'm glad you guys have your vehicle situation figured out. Hey, where did you just go?
Bathroom outside.
Okay, you took a long time.
yeah, it started as one thing and it went to another, so.
Okay, because we're like doing the show and you're like, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here for like 10 minutes by myself and I'm like, I thought you like got stopped by somebody in the hallway or something, because that'll happen a lot too here.
Oh, I got stopped by somebody.
Oh, okay.
The brown monster.
I just wanted to make sure everything was okay, because again, you know, I keep mentioning we're in brand new studios now. All of our iHeartRadio Pittsburgh stations in South Fayette, like in Bridgeville. And, you know, I was talking the first day we were in these new studios, how when I sit on the toilet, my legs are so long that they like the toilet paper roll dispenser gets in the way. Like, it is not built for somebody who's 6'9". I don't sit well on the toilet.
It is in a weird spot. It is.
So I was wondering, like, you took way too long going to the bathroom and it felt like it was going to be a quick trip. So I wanted to know if there was I was worried something happened or you encountered some sort of bathroom adventure. I wanted to, you know if you had a story for us when you came back from the bathroom. Nothing, though?
Nice, safe trip. No, I was okay. Thank you for your concern.
Just longer than you expected?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you didn't fall in or anything.
The way today's been going, I could have fallen in. It's very true.
Have to be a really big toilet for you.
That would be to get a bathtub-sized toilet for me to fall into.
All right.
Mike, you're not going to believe this.
That's what I wanted. I didn't want to come back with a story of just like, why'd you take so long in the bathroom? It started as one thing and ended up as another. I wanted you to bust through the door and be like, I just fell in the toilet. You see how big those toilets are out there? Oh my God, I fell in. I was just like sitting in a bathtub. What the hell? I fell in the toilet, Mike. It's Mike and Bob, the Kiss Morning Freak Show. A little bit warmer today than it was yesterday. Highs today going to the 40s. It's going to be cloudy and breezy, but obviously warmer than it's been the past few days. Steelers, of course, sneak into the playoffs. They play Sunday at Kansas City. This week is pretty much just about, you know, everybody avoiding COVID and just making sure everybody can actually play in the game and make the trip to Kansas City. But also injuries, too. Coach Tomlin said cornerback Arthur Mallett, Najee Harris, Robert Spillane all dealing with injuries. Offensive lineman Dan Moore could be back. Basically saying, you know, this week in practice will determine, you know, who is ready to go or not. Najee, of course, dealing with an elbow injury he suffered in the opening drive against Baltimore. But Coach Tomlin said he's been aggressive with his rehab already, sort of earlier in this work week. And he was talking about, you know, dealing with, you know, Najee and, you know, him wanting to get back and just his workload.
How do you manage a guy like him that seems like he wants to go 110 miles an hour all the time to make sure he is as healthy as possible for Sunday?
That's a joy, to be quite honest with you. I'd rather say woe than sick him.
Yes.
It's a good issue and problem to have when you have a guy that's wired the way that he's wired.
All right. So he said it's a good problem to have that, you know, Naj is going to do all the rehab that he needs to and almost go, whatever, 110 miles an hour.
Whoa, Naj. Just, whoa.
It's woe, not sick him.
I'd rather say woe than sick him.
All right. So Tomlin doesn't need to tell Naj, like, hey, get ready. Get your, he's like almost, Naj is doing so much already earlier this week to get ready Sunday.
What if Naj has a sick him button, though, and Tomlin's just waiting to press it?
Do you think that, you know, there's been a couple of instances this year where we've seen Naj just completely stiff arm a guy into the ground, like bury a guy into the ground or like jumping over defenders. Do you believe that is when Naj's sick'em button is
hit?
It
could be.
Does he have a sick'em button?
He might have another level, the sick'em level.
Wow.
I'd rather say woe than sick'em.
All right. So it looks like we are hitting the Naj woe button early in the week, but as he gets a couple of days with the woe button, there could be, like, maybe Friday or Saturday, the sick'em button gets unleashed to make sure he's ready to go for Sunday.
I'd rather say woe than sick'em.
Coach Tomlin was always just also just asked about, you know, Ben's continued leadership, especially with younger players on the team. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to last Friday, the DV Morning Show had Ben on. And, you know, it was good to just hear, you know, Ben talk to them and everything. But one of the things that really stuck out to me was, like, how much he loves the young guys on the offensive line. And I don't think he was really blowing smoke when he was talking about a guy like Dan Moore, about like him being on the offensive line for like years to come. And then he was even saying like Kendrick Green, you know, he hasn't had a great year at center being a rookie, but he's like, they need to move Kendrick Green to, like, what was it, guard?
Yeah.
And he's like, once he moves to guard, everything's going to be good. So according to Ben from, again, the DV Morning Show last Friday, it sort of seems like Ben is already in coach mode thinking like, all right, the guys might be here, but this is how the offensive line needs to work. But Tomlin was asked yesterday just about, you know, Ben's leadership with a lot of the younger guys on the team.
He was born with that. I'd imagine he has displayed that on every team that he's ever been a part of, all the way back to Findlay, Ohio.
All right, so we'll keep monitoring the injury updates. And, of course, like I keep saying, I'm not saying it to be doom and gloom, but if you've been paying attention to sports over the past few months as COVID, you know, runs wild again through the countries with different variants and Omicron and things like that and hospitalizations up and positive tests up and everything, you know, I don't know if it's the Steelers-Chiefs game, but COVID could play a factor in having, like, a major player it could cripple like an offensive or defensive line. So we'll keep you updated, obviously, on what's going on with the Steelers throughout the week. It is the Steelers taking on Kansas City Sunday night.
You want more Mikey and Bob?
The Mikey and Bob Podcast.
We were mentioning Kanye West earlier because, and again, a lot of these things you hear about, you see the headline, you're just like, this can't be real life. Are we living in a simulation? Just like, how many more bizarre headlines can we take? Kanye apparently wants to go to Russia to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's reportedly going to make a trip to Moscow later this year. According to one of his confidants and strategic advisors, Amir Sudan, the plan is to expand his business ventures into the country and make it like a second home. He plans to do some undisclosed business that will somehow make him $10 billion richer.
Mm.
This is in Billboard, this report. He also wants to bring his Sunday service, that sort of gospel that he does, with Vladimir Putin as a special guest. But there could be new U.S. sanctions against Russia that could restrict travel between the countries. But, you know, his friend said he's not worried. He said, this is Ye. Ye's going to get there regardless. What are they going to say? He's going to be a special guest. Kanye knows what's going on more than the average human being. He's well aware of things. And it's nothing against the United States or to cause conflicts, but yay is yay. He can't be controlled. So we were talking about that earlier, just like, okay, Kanye wants to go to Russia. Okay.
All right.
It's kind of weird, though. I feel like I'd pick space before Russia. Like, I feel like Kanye would do that, too. But maybe it's just because he thinks that there's business opportunities that can make him
billions
of dollars over there, too. But I feel like, why hasn't Kanye been shot into space yet? Like, on a special rocket that doesn't come back down to Earth, you know? Like,
I'm sure he's going. It's a matter of time.
I would have felt like he would have been one of the first sort of celebrities, not like William Shatner or Michael Strahan. Like, I feel like Kanye's going to go to space at some times. But what was the other Kanye thing? Was Kanye with, former Steeler wide receiver who's not in the NFL right now, Antonio Brown? What was that story about?
Yeah, I guess they befriended each other. They were in L.A. together. They went out to dinner together. And in a weird twist, well, out to dinner, Kanye got shaved in the bathroom, and AB took video of it for his Instagram.
Okay.
Or just random video of Kanye getting like a shape up in the bathroom.
Like a haircut or just like
no,
shaved,
face, like goatee, like beard.
Like full on, you know, shaving cream on the face and everything.
No, it looks dry. It looks dry.
Like getting shaved with a razor dry?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Okay. Yeah, why is he getting shaved randomly in the bathroom?
He's just sitting out, looks like a toilet. And AB's with him.
It doesn't look like that
pick
is...
Pick your characters.
It doesn't look like that is a bathroom that is meant to, get a shape up in. You're right. It does look like Kanye West is sitting on a toilet. Somebody threw the black, barber's cape on him.
Yeah.
And he's just getting a little, getting the beard trimmed up, getting everything on point. But it does, you're right. It looks like he's just sitting on a toilet in a bathroom. And since we're living in a simulation and nothing makes sense anyway, Antonio Brown was with him and shared the video of Kanye West, who is planning on going to Russia to make $10 billion later this year. Antonio Brown sharing the video of Kanye getting his beard shaped up in a random bathroom. I
can't make it up.
I just kind of want off this ride at this point, right? I kind of want to just get off this ride.
You want more Mikey and Bob?
That's it.
The Mikey and Bob Podcast.
What a fun noise to do there, huh?
Get caught up with the show on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're all going to learn something together right now. It's time to find out. Why the hell is this trending with Mikey and Bab?
Oh, man. USA, USA. This is so funny what happened. Wordle is trending, specifically Wordle 207X. That specific puzzle. Now, we were talking about Wordle yesterday on the show. It's just this site, this sort of phenomenon that's taken over because it's just a simple word game where you guess the letters and then they tell you, okay, this letter's in here. It, you know, it's almost like the final puzzle on Wheel of Fortune, right?
Uh-huh.
So you have, what is it, six tries to get the word right? Yeah. And then it tells you like, okay, this, you know, the R is the third letter. There's also an S in here, but you got to figure out what spot it goes into. And then eventually it makes a word. So people, you know, and then it gives you the ability to share your score and how many tries it took you. So if you've been seeing on social media, Twitter, whatever, people posting these little boxes that are gray and yellow and green, it's all this site Wordle that seems to be taking over, not just here in America, but also overseas too. And that's why Wordle is trending this morning, because a lot of British people are just mad at America because, and you know, a lot of people play Wordle every day and like you got to keep a streak going sort of thing like that, right?
Right, so, right.
I guess, and I don't know if this is a spoiler, does everybody get the same puzzle, by the way, on Wordle? I think we do, right?
I think so. I think that's how it works.
Okay.
I'm not really sure, but I think so.
Spoiler alert, like I guess the latest word was favor. F-A-V-O-R. At least that's how we spell it here in America, because overseas, favor is F-A-V-O-U-R,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
Too many letters for Wordle. So if you just search why Wordle is trending, it is just basically, it's basically a bunch of pissed off British people are just like, you damn Americans, you ruin everything. And now the one safe space we have, you have come for Wordle now. That is not how you spell favor. There's a U in there for most of the world, but in America, we go F-A-V-O-R. So
you ruined their damn day, Wordle.
Yeah, I
they wanted to do was post that they nailed it within like six tries. That's all they want. It took me six today, but I got it.
We're still living in a pandemic. A lot of people are down. A lot of sadness still in the world. And, you know, we get these little bright rays of hope. Just like, you know, this stupid little word game that I post how many tries it took me to get the word correct. Wordle really makes me happy. I look forward to the word puzzle every day. And then poor people over Britain are just like, really? With everything that's going on? Really? This? You're coming for this now too, America? Yeah, favor, F-A-V-O-R. So that's why Wordle has been trending this morning. Basically, we've pissed off people overseas just on how we spell favor because, you know, we don't throw the U in there like some parts of the rest of the world do. Mikey and Bob, 96.1 Kiss, the Morning Freak Show. A couple minutes, we'll give you a 9 a.m. keyword for you to enter at 961kiss.com, giving away another $1,000 in just a couple minutes. A lot of times, Bob, on the show, we will, you know, have Florida stories, naked stories that we'll do, and then, you know, we do them and just sort of forget about them. Every now and then, though, an update on the story comes along, and I can't believe we're getting this update. This happened in 2019, 3 years later. But I remember that in 2019, we said that this was the top Florida story of the year in 2019 because it was absolutely insane.
Just wild, yeah.
Just the headline for it, this guy went into a Walmart and violated an Olaf stuffed animal. In a Walmart. It was like the craziest Florida story of 2019, I remember. The update, the guy who engaged in inappropriate conduct with a pair of large stuffed animal toys at a Target or a Walmart? I think it was a Target. A Target down in Florida was sentenced to 6 months probation after pleading no contest to indecent exposure and criminal mischief charges. Again, this guy was 22 years old. He was arrested in 2019 after willfully and maliciously damaging Target goods by doing inappropriate acts with stuffed merchandise. The man initially took a stuffed unicorn and started doing inappropriate things to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this is part of the story, but he was wearing shorts and a Star Wars t-shirt. I mean, let's not do this to Star Wars fans, right? I love Star Wars. Don't throw Star Wars in there. We don't need to know if this guy was wearing a Star Wars t-shirt while he did it. And then he went to the front of the store, picked up an Olaf snowman stuffed animal from Frozen. It was on a display, and he began engaging with Olaf, according to the Target loss prevention officer who was interviewed by police. They had video of this and everything.
Scarred forever.
When confronted, cops say he admitted to doing stupid stuff with the Olaf stuffed animal. So again, I bring this story back. You might even remember us covering this story. I feel like this is a headline that we still get sent to this day, and we're like, yeah, that happened 3 years ago.
That Target store manager probably has nightmares every time they hear the Frozen song.
Yeah, that's real PTSD right there.
Want to build a snowman? He's just like, nope.
Yeah, nope. I've seen something else. I've seen something else. I haven't seen a snowman get built at the Target, but I've seen something else happen to the snowman. Yeah. I mean, Let It Go takes on a whole different meaning. But the update to it is that the guy got 6 months probation.
Florida, man.
What the hell?
Florida.
Is that
Florida as it gets.
A lot of times we don't do follow-ups to stories because who cares? It's the shock of the headline of this guy doing inappropriate things to a stuffed Olaf and a stuffed unicorn in a Florida Target, 22-year-old guy. And the update, really, it's important enough to bring it to the show just to show you what the hell. 6 months probation, no jail time at all, as he's doing inappropriate things in a Target. Again, I feel like we bring this up all the time. There should just be a Florida charge that should deal with some probation, but some jail time where you're just like, I don't really know what to charge you here, but it was a crazy worldwide headline that a man, made love to an Olaf stuffed animal.
We don't have a charge in for a that, Target. Really, but
6 months probation, no jail time for doing that. It's Florida making the show once again. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram at FS Mikey, at FS Big Bob. What a night for the Pens. What a night for Evgeny Malkin last night, making his return to the ice for the first time since the playoff series against the Islanders back in May. The Pens get the win in Anaheim 4-1. Evgeny Malkin with 2 goals on the night in his comeback. Here was the first one.
Takes the shot to Malkin. Center point. He'll wind it. Blast one. He scores! Gino Machino is back!
Oh, Gino Machino is back. Here was the second Gino goal.
Right wing Marino, half slapper deflected in. They score! It's 2 for Gino.
Just great to see 71 back out there skating, scoring goals. He also had an assist, 3 points on the night in Evgeny Malkin's return. He was asked after the game just how he felt.
I feel awesome. I mean, it's long process for me. It's longest break in my life, and of course I'm glad to be in team, of course a little bit nervous before game, not perfect game, but it's good, we win and score a couple goals, it's amazing. I'm feeling so much easier right now.
That's the way you come back. Gino was talking about just getting more comfortable the more ice time he gets and the more games he plays.
Yeah, of course, it's more games, more comfortable, it's just first game, of course, after long break, it's couple turnovers for sure, and again, next game I hope I play more and I feel my physical be better, but yeah, it's still process. It's not perfect, but it's how many games left? It's 40 plus games. It's long season, and I hope we in playoffs, and I'm doing my best, and happy first game it's done, we win, and just keep going.
I missed everything about this man, not just on the ice. I've missed his interviews. I've missed hearing him speak to the media on a regular basis.
He went from, like, being back one game to already talking about playoffs.
Yeah.
He just wants to keep going.
After the game, you know how they give that, whatever, the Viking helmet out to somebody? You know, whoever gets it the previous game gives it to somebody else. Gino gets it.
Thank you, guys. It's huge for me.
Nice, Gino.
Too big.
He puts it on. Thanks, guys. He puts it on and just says, too big. And everybody just goes, yeah. A hockey locker room, man.
Nice, Gino.
Too big.
Nice, Gino. Too big. It's just great. So good to see Gino back with the team. He was also asked about, you know, was he nervous to come back?
You know what's hard part? Like, it's like before game, like, because, like, it's a... I wait with this moment like so long, you know, like I knew I have like morning skates. I have morning skates and I knew I'm playing tonight and like it's lunch, like nap, like, but so much things in my head, you know, like bad things, like good things, but it's, I always think about the game, but
like that, I mean, I feel like that's, he's describing the Sunday scaries right there.
It is.
He's just like, I had lunch, I had nap, but still he's like good things, bad things all going through my head. Like, I feel like we can all relate to Evgeny Malkin. I feel like, especially Sunday night with that, you know, the Raiders Chargers game going into overtime, mm-hmm. and you're like, really? I got to wake up Monday morning and go to work? It sort of feels like how Gino felt, you know, last night before, or the night before when he was sleeping, knowing that he was going to make his return. Gino was also asked about, you know, watching the team while he was out, especially since they just won, you know, previously 10 straight games.
Yeah, we have a great group here, you know, like, again, before game, like, we have a couple guys, like, they have COVID again. It's like... It's bad things, but yeah, like we have deep team, you know, like our young guys, they jump and like play so hard. Yeah, we just like focus on every game, like play hard, like play right, and like again, like no matter what, we need just like do it like what we can. Like we play like solid game.
I love when he was talking about got a couple of guys out with COVID and then he pauses and just goes, bad things.
Bad things.
I feel like that's how, you know, Bob, me and you both have been lucky to not test positive for COVID yet during this pandemic. I feel like if I eventually do, I'm just going to tell everybody bad things happen. like Gino right there. Just what a great feeling, though, to have him back, not only just on the ice, just back in our lives, back talking to the media, back putting on the Viking helmet or whatever, telling everybody it's too big. Just, he is an enigma. He is such an amazing personality, a positive guy, always seems to be joking when you watch all the content the Penguins, you know, put out. You know what I'm excited for? I don't know if you follow the Penguins on like TikTok, whatever, they do the mini mic thing.
Yes.
Where they, you know, as the players are going on the ice for
random
practice
question.
They have a very small microphone and it's just like a very quick question, just like, what's your favorite book, as the guys are going onto the ice, and it's usually pretty. I cannot wait for Evgeny Malkin to be in the mini mic mix now on the Penguins TikTok. So Pens with the big win, 4-1 over Anaheim. Really, it's all about Gino, though. Gino comes back 3 points and 2 goals, including the game winner. Late night again tomorrow night, the Pens on the West Coast still taking on the LA Kings. Thursday night, a nice 10:30 start for all of us in Pittsburgh and on the East Coast. Of course, you can listen to all the Pens games on the free iHeartRadio app on 105.9 The Act. I just saw Adam Schefter from ESPN tweeting out, the Chicago Bears have requested permission to interview the Steelers vice president Omar Khan for their open GM job, according to a league source. Now, Kevin Colbert has pretty much said, you know, he's been the Steelers' current GM, Kevin Colbert, who has done, you know, an amazing job.
Right.
He has basically said he's going year by year with Ben. And now that Ben looks to be officially retiring once this playoff run is over, Kevin Colbert, you know, the report sort of came out last weekend that this would be his. I think he said he was sticking around for the draft and then it'll probably be done for him. But like, wouldn't Omar Khan be the next option for the Steelers? Like,
I thought so.
They're probably going to hire within, right? I don't feel like the Steelers are going to do this big GM search. It's probably just somebody who's already with the organization. So I don't know if that means that, you know, Omar Khan Khan isn't a candidate to be the Steelers GM. I'm not really plugged into anything at all when it comes to like sources and things like that. I don't know who's going to be the next Steelers GM after Kevin Colbert, but you know, Adam Schefter from ESPN, obviously a trusted NFL source, saying that the Bears have requested permission to talk
Bears,
to Omar Khan.
Leave our people alone.
Just leave them alone.
We
man.
Got playoffs going on over here.
Hey, we have to say thank you so much to our friends over at Carlo University. If you listen to the station, you may have heard already some of our little things that we have done for Carlo University.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been looking for so long. Well, you know, I don't want to do any horn tooting here. Our podcast is quite popular, you know, especially in Pittsburgh and for people all over the country that, you know, may have grown up listening to our show, that have moved out of state and everything.
Right.
You know, it's an easy way for people to keep up with the show where you don't have to listen all 4 hours live. And we have been, you know, we see the numbers and everything, and we see how our podcast has grown over the years. And it's just like it keeps going and going and gets more, you know, more people listening. And when people really realize how easy it is to listen to our 4 hour show just in podcast form, you know, and every now and then we do a podcast that's not anything that's on the air.
Sure.
And stuff.
Sure.
So
yeah.
It's a pretty cool, you know, sort of thing that we have, you know, obviously the show in podcast form. But our friends at Carlo University are now the official sponsor of the Mikey and Bob podcast.
I love it.
Okay. You want to get a few claps? Okay. I don't feel like those claps did it justice. I don't feel like me and you in this big new studio, just us clapping.
Wasn't enough?
I feel like we need like the T-Pain power ranking noise. All right. Let me try this again. We have been looking for a partner for so many years now and trying to tell people like, hey, our podcast is kind of a thing. Like, this is sort of where everything is going. The Mikey and Bob podcast. Carlo University has stepped up. Now the official sponsor of the Mikey and Bob podcast.
Let go.
All right, see, that felt a little bit better than just
that's
me
nice.
And you just going.
That's nice.
Carlo. Carlo, over 40 academic programs that will help you get into a professional career. You can go to carlo.edu to learn more and apply today. So, you know, if you're, you know, maybe at the college age or graduating high school soon, not really sure where you're going, look into Carlo.
Give him a look.
If, you know, you're just sort of trying to figure out where you're going in life with your professional career, again, over 40 academic programs that's going to help you get into a job pretty
and
quick.
They're nice and they support us.
Yeah, how about that? The official sponsor of the Mikey and Bob podcast. Let's go. Thanks to our friends at Carlo University, now the official sponsor of the Mikey and Bob podcast. It's Mikey and Bob, the 96.1 Kiss Morning Freak Show. 13 more chances throughout the day for you to try to win $1,000. Your 10 a.m. keyword will be coming up in about 10 minutes during the Ryan Seacrest Show. Very simple. We'll give you keywords all day, 16 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Enter them at 96.1kiss.com and you could win $1,000. So that's coming up after our show in about 10 minutes here. This is pretty cool what we're doing with Carnegie Museums, Bob. Teenagers like 13 to 18, you can go to 961kiss.com, register for a chance to win a special VIP tour of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History on Saturday, February 25th. That's a pretty cool, like, that's a tough age group. Like, we both have, like, you know, teenage kids. That's a tough age group to find something that kids are interested in. So for them to be able to take a few of their friends, get a VIP tour of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, you know, it's a good thing. It's an educational thing. It's a Pittsburgh thing, but that's also a pretty cool thing to do with a couple of friends. So one winner and a few guests will get a special VIP tour with our friend Allie Bear, along with lunch at the museum, plus a 12-month free membership to all four Carnegie Museums. And Carnegie Museums, this is another thing cool too, just for parents, if you got kids, teenagers, whatever. Carnegie Museums now offering free memberships to everyone 13 to 18 to go to the Warhol, Carnegie Museum of Art, Natural History, Science Center. So the four Carnegie Museums.
That's awesome.
Yeah, free memberships to everyone 13 to 18. That's a pretty cool thing. So if you want to register, get your teenage kid 13 to 18 registered to win that VIP tour of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History with them and a few friends, just go to 961kiss.com and they can enter on the contest page. You look like you're itching to get out of here, Bob. What do you have going on here?
I have to take my son Jack to school because of car troubles this morning.
Yes.
Then I have to trade my car with my wife, and hopefully my battery's all right. Yeah, it's whatever.
All right, so if you weren't listening to the beginning of the show this morning, Bob was a little bit late. Like, he made it for the start of the show, but it was later than he usually gets in here to prep for the show, whatever. So, you know, when we first started the show, Bob was late because his battery on his vehicle died this morning. So he had to quick take his wife Rebecca's car to get to the station. And now she had to, you know, jump the battery and take his car. So now, your son has now not been to school yet. So now you have to leave, get home as soon as possible. So I'm basically delaying your son's education by not ending the show right now. Right?
Yeah, I'm sure he's playing PlayStation right now, though, so he's probably all right.
So you sure you don't want to just go home and have a...
He's probably sprawled out with PS5 right now, not even thinking about school.
You don't want to go home and just have a father-son day of video games and snacks and things like that? You're just going to go, home and be like, all right, I know you missed the start of school, but you got to go for the end of school. You're going to go and put that on Jack?
Yeah, because I'm not going to face my wife when she comes home. I already woke her up at like 4 a.m. telling her I needed her car and my car was done. And
let me tell you,
what a tornado of a wake up that had to be.
Let me tell you, what this has to be, and I know so many of people can relate to this. What a feeling it is. Like, if you're in elementary school, maybe not so much high school, I don't think, but like elementary school, especially maybe a little junior high, when you have like a doctor's appointment, a dentist appointment or something that your parents had to get you out of school for, or even like today, the scenario, Bob, where you have car troubles and you got to take your son to school late. When you show up in like the middle of a class and nobody's seen you all day, oh my God, especially if your parents were nice enough to like take you to McDonald's or something like that, and you show up with like a breakfast sandwich, like
ready to go.
Oh my God. Yep. You know what's funny is, like, as kids in school, that was like the biggest thing right there. Like, you got a bag of McDonald's you're bringing in from, like, oh my gosh, what do you mean? You had a doctor's appointment, you came to school late, and you got McDonald's? Are you kidding me? Imagine if we did that, like, in real life as we get grown up and move into, you know, real adulthood jobs. Like, somebody brings in a bag of McDonald's for breakfast at their at their cubicle job. It's no big deal. But what if we all acted like kids? Gonna be like, oh damn!
Everybody in the office turns to Barb in her cubicle.
What?
Barb's got McDonald's. What?
No. Let's hold on. No. Let's think about this a different way. When somebody sends an email that there's like cake in the break room or donuts in the break room, that's how we all act. What?
It is.
Who brought donuts in? Whose donuts are these, huh? Are these for everybody? I don't think we ever lose that wonder of random food showing up when it's not supposed to.
Just the truth.
All right. Good show today. Maybe. I don't know. C+. What do you want to name the podcast today, Bob, before I send you home to take your son to school?
I'm going
to
say good show just based on this podcast name. Kodak Black Glitter Attack.
All right. Rapper Kodak Black had an incident at the Florida Panthers game last night where people thought he was making love to a woman in full view of the entire crowd in a suite, even though he was just sort of grinding on her. And then, yes, there was a Florida Glitter Attack story.
Double Florida.
Kodak Black Glitter Attack, the name of today's podcast. Get caught up on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Again, the Mikey and Bob podcast, now sponsored by our friends at Carlo University. All right, that's it for us. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up during the Ryan Seacrest Show in about 10 minutes. We'll talk to you again. Bye.
KSTHD Pittsburgh.
Let's go!